got a question for you. Do you think I should start streaming IRL on Twitch? Do you? What do you think about that? And we're talking possibly while I'm just walking around Taiwan, and possibly also while I'm just sitting at my desk doing computer work. What do you think? Send me your opinion. Because so much of the time I'm sitting here just doing code, and it might be good cooperative study stuff. Why not do IRL streaming? Why not? Okay, so I sort of touched on it in the podcast weekly yesterday. I had a spill at the skate park last week, which I think I talked about, and I had a major attitude adjustment that came with it. So many times, the only way to solve our problems is if we have a crisis. We just can't get our problems solved without some crisis. We don't get serious. We don't see the problem. We're not aware. And I'm watching a lot in the news develop about how dangerous China is. China's evil. China's dangerous. They're going to take over the world in 5 years if we don't hurry up. You know, there's all this. And I'm going, I don't think the newspapers are going to move the American public to get serious about dealing with China, whatever that means. What does that mean? Does it mean befriending them? You know, the American public is not going to get wise. We made China into this great, big, strong thing that it is by shopping at Walmart, etc. And all this obsession with spending 50 cents in gasoline so that we can find a product to spend 5 cents less on, somehow put us into the delusion that we were not spending more money, that we actually were spending less when we weren't. And it created a behemoth. And it's, you know, all those strange guys 20 years ago, 10, 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, who wouldn't shop at Walmart, who'd always go downtown and shop, buy the same product for more money at some local store, they had foresight. They knew what they were doing. And for me, my solution was to shop at Meijer. Frederick Meijer was a chain that rivaled Super Walmart's. Anyhow, that was always my solution. So we made this monster. Are we going to figure it out? I didn't deal with some of my personal emotional problems until I fell down at the skate park because someone else knocked me down. It was a funny thing too. I got up and started skating better almost immediately. Also, I had this strange thing in my wrist, a strange pain that followed, but other normal pains in my wrist vanished. So, you know, sometimes we need a good knock. We need a good whack. And that's the only way for us to move on. And life delivers those to us when we need them. And so I'll give you an example. Driving around in Taiwan, you know, oftentimes I go to the beach. I mean, it's an island. It's an oval shaped island. So the beach isn't very far away from everybody. And so, no, it's about half the volume. It's about the half the area of Lake Michigan, roughly. So it's pretty big. It's pretty sizable. And it's a lot of mountains and rivers and deltas. It's a very delta focused coast. It just streams everywhere, bridges all over the place. You cross bridges, they don't even know they're your bridges. So I go to the beach often, and a few weeks ago, this car blocked one of the side roads I go down. I had to take another route, and I discovered an even faster route to the beach because of some problem. You've seen this happen in your life. You know, it's, problems come to us and they actually point to some way that life can get better as a result. You know, so I smell an incident coming. You know, the Suez Canal sabotage. Remember, they're investigating human error. What was the wind and sandstorm? You think this is the first time that they've ever had a sandstorm? I mean, Is it possible that, that people knew what the weather was in time? Is it possible it was sabotage? Of course it was. Do I see evidence of that? No. But what was there some building that exploded because of a whole bunch of things that happened? Is this like some, it was almost like a nuclear size blast went off and half of it went out to sea. Is that not, does that not look like an attempt to test infrastructure and building damage to see what the, you know, what would happen if a large, if a large ordnance, blast happened within a city? Do you smell experimentation? What would happen if, what would happen if the Suez Canal got jammed for 2 weeks? You know, what would happen in the supply chain, and observe it and poke? Don't you feel like you're a lab rat getting poked after? I remember the Asian mad scientist theorem that North Korea does things before China. The North Korea is the experiment, and then China follows it. And there's no evidence for it at all. It's just that if you imagine that there's a mad scientist that's doing his politics over North Korea and then does the same thing on a larger scale over in China, then all of a sudden, you know what's going to be happening in China. It works. There's no reason to believe it at all, except it works. The theory works. The theory, that's my Pacific Daily Times Asian mad scientist theorem from a few years back. So what is this? Is the American public being conditioned for a scuffle with China? Is that why we have all this stuff in the newspaper? I mean, every single news article that mentions Taiwan goes back into the same boilerplate history lesson. Taiwan is a rogue province, according to Beijing, part of Chiang Kai-shek's fight with Mao Zedong, and the communists never were able to claim the island. And to this day, the Chinese communists declare that reclaiming Taiwan is their number one priority by force if necessary. The same article, the same boilerplate section, follows every single story that includes Taiwan these days. Someone's trying to educate the American public so that if there's this massive incident with China, everyone already knows, yep, we got to defend Taiwan and let's kill all the Chinese. Yeah, let's go. Okay. It's like the public's being conditioned for that. And with such careful attention to let people know about Taiwan and China, why was nobody telling the public to not shop at Walmart and make China a behemoth in the first place? Okay, I don't want to get all worried and scared. Bad people are always doing bad things, and I don't worry about the wiles of evil men. But I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. What do we do about it? As Jed always tells me, the disease is the cure. While evil men have their agendas, and while incompetence in the public, if the public would simply not buy at Walmart, then none of this would have worked. So we're all guilty of this. You know, we all share responsibility because of apathy. We allow things to happen. Now me, you know, am I worried about my iPhone tracking me? No. Do I believe that it's tracking me? Yup. Do I believe CIA is watching? Mm-hmm. Do I care? Nope. Because I believe in another conspiracy. It's not a theory for me. It's the divine conspiracy. God has plans. Evil men, their conspiracies, those are theories. I can't prove those. And I don't care. God is up to something. One of my favorite phrases in the Bible happens often, but God. But the Lord. And there's this God factor. And that leads me to not be afraid because I've seen it work again and again and again. I'm at ground zero. I'm on the map. I am living in the most likely sect, the most dangerous section of the most likely township, of the most likely city, of the most likely province to be invaded by China. I'm at ground zero right here. And I'm not afraid. And it's not because I'm delusional. It's because I know what's going on. So I mentioned it in my Instagram story. Make sure you follow on Instagram and you would have seen the story. But I'm going to be talking about an Instagram article this week. There was this this Asian lady that was live streaming on Twitch, which I asked you about doing at the beginning of this podcast episode. And she was in Germany, and some people walked up to her. Some Germans walked up to her and started, doing the Asian eye thing on camera, kind of disrespecting her. And other people were kind of hitting her or something. I didn't see her fall down, but I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Make sure you follow on Twitter.